All right, it's halftime here at Bay College tonight. The Norse taking on Rochester Tech in the regional semifinals. And in our player spotlight here is Lauren Bonniers, the pride of Bark River Harris High School. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jack?
Oh, pretty good. Well, here we are in the playoffs.
Yep, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I think us girls can get out there and make something happen.
Yeah, it's kind of too bad that they had that corona thing. We didn't get to play them already to kind of see what they do, right?
Right. I wish we did play them once at least just to see what they do and get a good feel for them and see what we could have pulled off before.
Well, describe how this season has been for you. I honestly know you've never had one quite like it, right? Where, you know, just nothing was consistent. You kept getting shut down, but you girls have made it. What's it been like?
You know, it was really pretty rough in the beginning and working so hard and then, oh, got to be canceled because of COVID. And then no fans actually is a really big part. But tonight we get to have some fans, and I can't wait for that. That atmosphere, it's really been missed.
Yeah, it has. And then, you know, we get going and you girls have been healthy and everything. And then all of a sudden our opponents keep canceling.
Right. Yeah, that kind of does get annoying because of COVID. You work for it. You work for to play that team, and then it's gone, and then it's just another practice day.
And it turns out that, you know, the before COVID, there was a 30-game, you know, limit at JUCO, and so you girls only really got half a season this year. That's hard to take, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Kind of got gypped on that, but, you know, you just got to take what you can get and make the most out of it.
Yeah, it is better than nothing, right? Because there's teams you see getting shut down left and right.
Yeah, and I'm glad we weren't one of them, and we didn't really get shut down for most of our games, but yeah.
I know you coming from Bark River Harris, you played on some real good teams, and the community support is there, and you kind of touched on the no fans thing. How have you been able to keep, you know, pumped up and stuff like that, especially playing so many games on the road and no family, no friends, no student section, nothing?
Yeah, it is hard going from community, always having your back, always going to go there, and then from now to COVID, playing this year, it's kind of sad not having anyone to root for you there or anything, but that's what you got your teammates for, and you hype each other up, and you don't let anyone get down, and stay positive and hype each other up when you make baskets and stuff.
This will only be the second time you've had fans because you did up at Finlandia, right?
Yep, and it was a really good atmosphere, and fans were cheering, and I can't wait for tonight for that.
Let me ask you about your game. Obviously, you are a post player. That's what your job is. We still seem to have trouble bouncing it into you or lobbing it into you from time to time. I imagine that's something that you guys worked on this week in practice?
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, sometimes they can't just get it to me good, and it just bounces off, or it's just not a very good pass. But I hope tonight we can get our passes good and get it to me good so we can go up with the layups.
Yeah, what does that feel like when it is working? There's a couple of games this year where you've gotten three or four of them in a row. They throw that pass perfect right on your hands, and you just put it in off the glass.
It feels good because I'm like, all right, my teammates, we finally got a perfect pass, you know. And then we can just keep doing that more and more, and it helps our team. The person gets an assist, I get a bucket, works out all together.
There's been a couple times this past weekend where you and Madison were on the floor at the same time. What's it like having the Twin Towers out there for a change?
I do like the Twin Towers out there together. We work the ball good together, and we can both rebound. We're both tall. And, yeah, I've definitely missed her out on the court there for a little bit. But I think we can do good stuff together, and I hope we can do that tonight.
How are the studies going, the grades and the classes and all that?
Oh, they are going wonderful, Jack. I can't wait to go back to do homework.
Oh, I bet, yes. You know, the game ends about 9 o'clock or so. You'll be 9:15 starting to do homework, right?
Yep, right away. No stopping.
All right. What are you studying here at Bay?
I'm going for an art major because I want to go into fashion design soon.
You want to design something that I can wear that's better than this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, someone's got to do it, right? Not everybody can have the $8.99 Walmart special.
Exactly. I'll put you in some good fits.
All righty. Well, Lauren, I'll let you give a shout-out. Say hi to whoever you'd like to listening.
Shout-out to my sister, Ashley, Brad, Sawyer, Collins, and Kylie and the kids.
And for once, you don't have to say hi to Mom and Dad or Justin.
Nope, I almost was, but they'll be here cheering me on tonight.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, and hopefully by the time this interview plays, you girls are in good shape for a regional semifinal win.
I hope so.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Lauren Bonnier's, everybody. More coming up from here at Bay College after this 3-minute timeout. The first half stats next here, Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.